Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, James Mouton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sean Berry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kevin Barker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Houston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy Haynes. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jimmy Haynes. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The shortstop, Placido Polanco. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Edmonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Henkin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Pat Henkin. And now, play ball. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Loretta hits a fly ball towards center. Edmonds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Edmonds. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Loretta moves to second. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to second for the out. Loretta moves to third. Two outs. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vina moves to second. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Polanco hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vina moves to third. One out. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vina scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Edmonds takes first base on ball four. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards second. Belliard scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Barker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barker for the out. Two outs. Tyler Houston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Houston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lankford strikes out. 1 out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jimmy Haynes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Haynes strikes out. 1 out. James Mudin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mudin is 0-1 in the game. Mudin is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Loretta is 0-1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matheny bunts in front of the plate. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Henkin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vina is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burnetz is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Burnetz hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jenkins is 0-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berry is 0-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Berry. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Vina applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Polanco is 0-1 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Edmonds is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Edmonds takes first base on ball 4. Polanco moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McGuire is 0-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta fields it and throws to second for the out. Polanco moves to third. 1 out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lankford is 0-1 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barker is 0 for 1 in the game. Barker takes first base on ball 4. Belliard moves to second. Tyler Houston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Houston is 0 for 1 in the game. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Belliard moves to third. 2 outs. Jimmy Haynes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. 1 out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Henkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0 for 2 in the game. Mouton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Mouton. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Vina applying the tag. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnitz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burnitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Loretta moves to second. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Loretta scores. Burnitz moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Cardinals, 1. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Belliard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Kevin Barker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Polanco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Edmonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Edmonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGwire hits a line drive towards short. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gene Steckschult now pitching. Tyler Houston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Houston is 0-for-2 in the game. Houston hits a line drive towards first. McGwire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mouton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mouton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Mouton reaches second base with a double. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barker scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 0-for-2 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett's takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Brewers. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. McGwire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Belliard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Barker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. J.D. Drew pinch hits for Gene Steckschult. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew strikes out. 1 out. Fernando Vina, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Wainhouse now pitching. Tyler Houston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Houston is 0 for 3 in the game. Houston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Brewers. Lyle Mudin pinch hits for David Weathers. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mudin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Mudin reaches second base with a double. James Mudin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mudin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mudin hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mudin moves to third. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mudin scores. It's 8-2, Brewers. Mike Moeller now pitching. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett's for the out. Loretta moves to second. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Matt Williams now pitching. Eli Marrero pinch hits for Jim Edmonds. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Marrero takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Brewers. Shawn Dunston pinch hits for Ray Lankford. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston hits a fly ball into center field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matheny is 0 for 3 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.